We're here.
We are here.
46.
Episode 46.
46.
Episode 46. Hello, everybody. This is the World of Controversy podcast, the podcast that give you all forms of controversy.
Absolutely.
And what are you doing, my brother? You getting a little too goofy over here.
This guy always got a problem.
No. You
baby. Over here. Every time I wonder.
Sing for the honeys out there, babe.
Oh,
damn,
man.
You might be getting your wife.
If I sound like that, I might be married by next episode. I don't know. season six might have me the wedding episode. What you mean? World of Controversy podcast. Yes, super excited. Episode 46. 46 episodes of World of Controversy podcast. Almost done with season four. Almost done with season four. And, you know, we've been about it. We've been getting it in. We've been making it happen. Super excited. My name is the brother Germ Griffin. If you don't know, you can follow me at germ.griffin on Instagram and germtwix on Twitter. Robinson.
This is your boy J-Rob. You can follow me on Instagram, jwizzle_. Yeah, that's it.
Absolutely. What we talking about today, Rob?
We're talking about, should you keep the Sabbath? Should we respect the Sabbath? The Sabbath day. This is very controversial in the Christian community.
Very.
And as, you know, this is a very spiritual episode. We all know about the Sabbath.
Yes.
Jeremy, you want to hit him with what the Sabbath is?
Yes.
Break that down.
So pretty much the Sabbath means rest. Yes. It's first mentioned in Genesis 2. And, you know, God creates the earth, and it's said that after he created it, he rested. Mm-hmm. And he set that day aside.
Well, he created the earth day and night. The animals,
yes.
Humans, and after that, his 6 days of work. On the seventh day, God said he rests.
Yes.
He decided to rest. I'm done. Now, that's how we should be. We're supposed to be working on 6 days of the week. That's 7 days, you rest.
Yes.
But over the years, over the decades and the centuries and so on, eras that have changed.
Yes, there's been much change to this. Yeah, I think it said that it was first seen as a commandment in Exodus 20, the giving of the Ten Commandments. Obviously, the fourth commandment is thou shalt observe the Sabbath. And Moses adds that, you know, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he goes as far to say, do not work on that day. It's a day of rest. Do not work on that day. And that's Exodus 20, the Old Testament. So, yeah.
Yes. Oh, you hit on the verses I wanted to hit on. You must be reading my mind or something. Do you be doing that?
I'm reading the same book you're reading, hopefully.
You know what? You know what it is? He be taking my notes sometimes. He really do be taking my notes sometimes, because he be hitting the stuff that I be trying to hit on. And then I know you be reading my notes before we get on. It's okay.
Pharisaical law is something that pretty much the Pharisees added to the Mosaic law. And, you know, there's a lot more rules and stipulations to the law that Moses wrote up. There was so many Mosaic laws, believe me, and by the time Jesus gets on the scene in the New Testament, there's even more stuff that they've added. You know what I mean? Thou shalt not do this on the Sabbath. Thou shalt not do that on the Sabbath. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, there's multiple verses on what the Sabbath is, how we should particularly take hold of it today as the New Testament church. And, you know, on this episode, I think we're going to give some views on this, because I don't think it's a singular look at this one day, even in a Christian community.
Mm.
People, wow. I will call brothers and sisters in Christ, do not see this eye to eye. I talked to about four different Christians about this, all of which I would assume got a personal relationship with Jesus. Obviously, I don't know. I just know them by their fruit. But I can say this. All these people are, in my eyes, Christian, and every single one of them that I talk to have a different view on whether or not we should be observing the Sabbath. And I'm, you know, there was scripture to back up each point, even from their views. And I think, you know, all I can really do at this point is give you the sum total of what I've learned within about an hour. You know what I mean? Mm. I grew up in a Baptist church. I'm still Baptist, you know what I mean? From most understandings, I'm trying to follow the Bible. You know what I mean? And
amen.
I don't think I've ever heard one message solely on the Sabbath. I don't know if you have at your church, but
not a specific like message solely on the Sabbath.
Yes. It's a highly contested.
You do hear about it talked about like very like, It's very it's talked about like very like bluntly. Not bluntly, but like very like shortly.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it's one of them topics that's just mentioned, but once we get into like the doctrine on why you should or why you should not, it's a kind of a sticky situation because I can see the argument for both. I just want to come out and say that now. I'm starting to see the argument for both cases, Rob.
Hmm.
I don't know if you got that from your research. Did you get? Oh, I understand
I know there's arguments for both. Now I do know about like how stuff got changed. I know some of the stuff of how it got changed over the years. Also, when we go into the Sabbath, right? We gotta begin to talk about when is the Sabbath.
Okay.
That's an argument within itself.
Yes. Yes it is. Yes it is.
Because you got people that would say Sunday is the Sabbath.
Yes, there is people.
Then you got people that say Saturday is the Sabbath.
Yes. Yes, there
Saturday.
Are.
Saturday. And if you know, the Seventh-day Adventist
yes.
people, they go to church on Saturday instead yes. of Sunday.
Yes, they do.
Now, I did hear something about how it was originally Saturday, and then it got changed to Sunday.
Okay.
I've
heard that talking to a Presbyterian today.
Yeah. And the change, they said the change for Sunday. I remember watching a video on this.
Yes.
I don't remember everything. I know it had to do with like the paganism and I think something got compromised.
Okay.
Over the years, and I'm sorry if I can't bring it like a whole fruition right now. I should do better than that.
Okay.
I am taking my responsibility here.
Well, I know, you know, I don't have all the information on that. I am hearing it has something to do with Constantine too.
Yes. It did have something to do with Constantine. I do remember that too. Constantine, yeah. And I know something got compromised and they changed the day.
Well, that's what I first want to talk about. One thing I've learned from talking to different Christians, and believe me, I talked to different denominations of people on this. I talked to a Baptist, talked to a Presbyterian, talked to a Seventh-day Adventist, and I talked to a Black Israelite. All about this. Mm. And all did not see eye to eye. I'll say this, though. One thing I figured out is that the day of worship, I think, should be different than the Sabbath. Because the Sabbath, by definition, is rest.
Hey, that is
true. So, if you're going to church and then leaving the church and going to your job, is that a Sabbath?
That's not a Sabbath.
It's really not. But it is a day of worship.
It is a day of worship.
Technically, you could say, oh, I celebrated the Lord's Day. When the Lord's Day? Well, Paul met in Acts on the first day of the week. Okay, well, Sunday, the first day of the week. Okay, and what did they do? Well, it doesn't say that they had rest. It says that he talked to them and they broke bread. Acts 20:27 or Acts 27. Okay, now I'm going to try to find it.
Come on.
But breaking bread, I could have ate on a Sunday. If I'm working right after I eat, yeah, I could call it the Lord's Day, but can I call it the Sabbath?
Can you call it the Sabbath?
Oh, man. I'm getting buzzed, man. But, yeah. Dang. I'm serious. So, all these people, and I think from the one person I talked to who was Presbyterian, they got an interesting view on this. So I'll talk about, like, four different denominations. I will mention the Seventh-day Adventist thing because it's by far the one that people want to know about, right?
Mm-hmm.
There is a case that some denominations do not believe Christians need to celebrate or observe the Sabbath, the rest. The one day of the week you do not work. Right? Mm-hmm. Remember, there's some denomination. And I always thought I was not needed to celebrate the Sabbath. And I talked to the one Baptist about it. I mean, he pretty much confirmed that, no, it's not really a need for the New Testament church. Now, that's not all denominations, though, Rob. Presbyterians do believe you need to celebrate the Sabbath or observe the Sabbath, the day of rest. But that Sabbath is on Sunday.
That Sabbath's on Sunday.
Okay. Seventh-day Adventists believe that you should observe the Sabbath, but that Sabbath is on Saturday.
That Sabbath's on Saturday.
Right.
The Seventh-day Adventists.
Right. That's the Seventh-day Adventists.
Mm-hmm.
Pentecostals and the Church of Christ, they do not believe that you need to observe the Sabbath and that Jesus is our Sabbath.
That Jesus is our Sabbath?
Well, I'm adding that part on.
I ain't gonna say niggas believe Jesus is our Sabbath.
I wouldn't say that. Not all of them. You're right about that.
Jesus not our Sabbath.
Well, Jesus did say, I am the Lord of the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that verse?
There you go.
He definitely said that. Now, what's up, Rob? You work on Saturday or no?
Do I work on Saturday? I don't work on Saturdays.
Okay. So you do celebrate the Sabbath?
I do.
You observe the Sabbath?
Well, you can technically say that because I do be resting.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I do be resting on my Saturdays. How about this? Now, I'll bring up a little chapter about observing the Sabbath.
Okay. I like that.
The blessing of observing the Sabbath. All right, so we're going out as Isaiah 58, verse 13 to 14.
Okay.
All right. It says, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thy own ways, nor finding thy own pleasures, nor speaking thy own words. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
Okay.
So basically, it's talking about if you keep the Sabbath, right?
Okay.
And it's saying, because remember, this is back in the Old Testament.
Yes.
You know, so you got to keep the laws.
Yes.
Which is another thing we go into when we talk about the Sabbath, because that's going with the law.
Yes.
Okay. So if we keep it, we keep it holy, honorable, and the Lord will honor us. You know, he will honor us. And he will keep us, he will keep, like, good things with us, like, you know, keeping us with the inheritance of a father, Jacob. So, basically, you should, so back then, you know, we had the law.
Yes.
We was under the law.
Okay.
Okay. And this is where it gets tricky because we was under law back then.
Yeah.
Now when Jesus came in is when he freed us from the law.
Okay, right? Yes.
So like this I'm breaking down the controversy now. Because now that we're free from the law, we're not in bondage, right?
Yes.
Mm.
There's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Right.
There we go. I'm about to hit there. See, you read my mind. See, I know you'd be picking up my notes.
Just reading the same book. Same 66 books.
The same 66 books.
But, yeah. Okay.
Nah, just making sure we ain't had no comments going on. But, okay. So now we have those who are still under the law. The believers were under the law, right? Which we got the Israelites.
Right.
Would you say Seventh Day Adventists believe under the law? Yes.
Well,
I say
that. Even the black Israelites, really.
No, the black Israelites do believe we're under the law. They follow the law.
I know. But here's the thing. We do, too.
I mean, we do, but at the same time, we're not completely under the law, though.
See, when you say that, you got to clarify what you mean. Because that's controversy in itself. Because so you do follow the Ten Commandments.
So that's controversy in itself.
Yeah.
The law and the Old Testament.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Now, are we condemned by the law?
No.
There you go. Why are we not condemned by the law?
Because of Christ Jesus.
Because of Christ Jesus. Okay. So are we under the law?
No. See.
I got you, brother. I got you, brother.
But this is what you literally just said, though. I'm just trying to clarify what you're saying. Are we condemned
by the law?
Do you follow the Ten Commandments?
So if I break a commandment, am I going to hell?
No. Now we're clarifying. Now this is what I like.
If I break five commandments, am I going to hell?
No.
Why is that?
Because you believe in Jesus Christ.
I believe in Jesus Christ. Thank you. Now,
who was the propitiation for our sins?
Who is the propitiation for our sins? Thank you, brother. Thank you.
But my thing is this, and this is where I wanted to clarify with you.
Okay.
You said that you do keep the Sabbath.
In a way, yes, because I really don't work on weekends.
So if a job were to offer you $30 an hour to work at a parking lot on Saturday, would you work?
That depends.
Okay, then what are we talking about here?
Because usually I mostly try to keep my weekends free. I only worked out one time on a Saturday, and I didn't work every Saturday, so.
Now, here's my thing. The Sabbath, some people have said, and I talked to someone about this Sabbath from sunset to sunset. No work. Dang.
Yeah. No work at all. Now, if you go with them black Israelites, they tell you you're not supposed to sell. You're not supposed to buy.
Don't even cook. Yeah, I know. And this is my thinking with this thing. Because I don't know if I'm completely under the belief we're supposed to observe the Sabbath. And I understand there is a commandment in the Old Testament, and I don't care how controversial it is. I don't think I'm completely under that belief yet. Because if you really think about it, it is the only, I think there's only two. I think it's one of the only commandments from the Old Testament that is not repeated in the New Testament by Jesus Christ. And I'm about to bring a scripture that it wasn't. And I believe Jesus kept the Sabbath.
I honestly
do believe Jesus kept the Sabbath, but there are some questionable verses that I want to bring up, Rob.
Okay.
All right. Now, there's some verses, and I had to really think about this. Now, I'll give you the fact that, yes, It is a commandment in the Old Testament. Find me in the Bible where it says keep the Sabbath in the New Testament after Jesus Christ. Colossians 2:16. Okay.
Colossians 2:13.
Now I am going to bring up why I'm still questioning this, and I think we should probably still keep it, but I also believe maybe we shouldn't. Let's listen to this. Because I am going to bring up the Bible. I like this. Colossians 2:16, Paul's letter to Colossian church. Okay. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come. But the body is of Christ. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, you know what I mean? This is, you know what I mean? The Sabbath is a shadow of things to come. Now, if you think about that and think about the words of Jesus talking about, I am the Lord of the Sabbath, or him even going as far as say, I am the Sabbath, something like that. I got to go find that one.
Go find that one.
All right. I'm going to find that.
Okay. Now, where are you getting that, Jerm? Where are we getting that?
I'm getting that. I don't think this is as black and white, and I'm starting to see the controversy behind this.
I tell you this. I'm going to share a little thing, right? Now, I had dated a girl that was a Seventh-day Adventist.
Okay.
You already know about this.
Okay.
Now, me and her, we you know, we went on a date, we talked, whatever. And then. Oh, man. We talked, whatever. And then, she mentioned, you know, how she go to church on Saturday instead of Sunday.
Yeah.
And we talked about it. You know, she talked about, you know, the Sabbath being the Saturday. And, you know, it's funny because one of the dates, you know, I was talking to her Bible, and, you know, breaking down Romans chapter 8.
Okay, yes.
And she was with it, though. That's the crazy part. You know, about us not being under the law.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But she definitely was about keeping that Sabbath and staying on that Saturday, going to church on Saturday.
Yes.
Which I find was pretty interesting, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you find it yet?
I'm still looking.
Still looking. Got too much notes over there, bro. You gotta shorten that joint, bro.
Man, I got so many notes on this.
You gotta shorten it to like certain points. Bam.
Robinson.
Griffin. But as for my people, here we go. Where'd you go in Exodus?
20.
20, the 8-11?
Yeah.
All right, you already.
I think 20 verse 4, but yeah, it was the giving of the Ten Commandments.
Oh, no, you went to verse 4. Where it's talking about remember the Sabbath?
Yeah,
you already went there.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you went to the verse 13?
No.
No, Exodus 31:13. All right, so I'm going to give you Exodus 31:13. Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily, my Sabbath ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you, so I mean God in us, throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that does sanctify you.
Okay.
That's Exodus 31:13. Exodus 31:13. So, he's talking to the children of Israel now.
Yes.
The Israelites. And he's telling them to keep the Sabbath. Because it's a sign. This is a sign between God and the Israelites.
Yes.
And he said that he will sanctify us.
Yes.
Sanctify us. King Jerem, do you want to go through sanctification real quick?
Setting aside sanctification.
Oh, set you aside. Come on, my brother. Come on.
Yeah. No, for sure. And that's what it was.
Yes. So I think we all should have a day of rest, for sure. We all should have a day of rest. We also should have a day, well, we should always worship the Lord. But you should have a day where you stop everything, right?
Yes.
And just give thanks, give glory, give worship to our Lord Jesus. That's what I think we should do.
Yes. Now, I'm finding some scripture here that I'm looking for. It doesn't say it as I worded it, but I will say he is the Lord of the Sabbath. First thing first, I want to go to a scripture that's actually mentioned about three times in the Bible. It's when the disciples are picking grain because they were hungry. This is in three different parts of the gospel. Mark 2, Matthew 12, and Luke 6 all talk about the same account when it's the Sabbath and the Pharisees see the disciples picking grain to eat. And pretty much, you know, the Pharisees are like, okay, this is unlawful. Y'all doing this on the Sabbath. Y'all not supposed to work. There are probably some more Pharisaical law that they were doing that the Pharisees was like, you shouldn't be doing this on the Sabbath. And Jesus goes as far as to bring up a story from the Old Testament. When David was hungry with his people and he went into the house of God, the temple, and he ate shewbread, which was unlawful, Matthew 12. When he ate the shewbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither of them which were with him, but only for priests. Or have ye not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? Okay, so wait a minute. He's saying back then the priests had to give David some bread, and that was against the law, but they were still blameless. But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. But if ye had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, ye would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. Okay, even of the Sabbath day. Jesus Christ is, in fact, the Lord of the Sabbath. And this is different than a worship day. You know, this is a day of rest. But he still allowed his disciples to eat and pick grain even on the day where they weren't really supposed to. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Brother, all right, it's good you brought that up. I don't want to interrupt, but I think it is about that time for a quick break.
Oh, yes.
And then after that, we're going to pick that back up, okay? We're definitely going to pick it back up.
Sounds good. I'm excited, man. All right.
Well, we still be live on Instagram, so... Stay tuned. And we are back. This is the World of Controversy Podcast, the podcast that gives you all forms a controversy.
Absolutely.
Episode 46. We're back from our break. And this is your boy J-Rob.
And Jerm Griffin.
Jerm Griffin. Now, where we last left off, Jerm, you broke down that verse, right?
Yes.
Where you came from again? Tell them.
I believe it's Mark 2.
Mark 2.
Yes. Matthew 12, actually, Matthew 12. 2. Yeah, it's mentioned 3 times, but Matthew 12 is what I was actually reading, yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Finish off, because I had to cut you off shortly for the break. Sorry, brother.
Okay, so here, right here, we see that the disciples are eating. You know what I mean? And it's clear that, you know, the Pharisees are like, okay, this is against our law. And again, they added stuff to the law. Pretty much Moses said, don't work. Mm-hmm. Whatever they added prohibited the disciples or whoever else from even picking, you know, picking fruit or whatever on the holy day.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus is like, you know, this happened kind of in David's time, if you think about it, and those people were still blameless. So how the heck are these disciples disrespecting the law? You know,
ooh.
They're still keeping the Sabbath. They're not technically working. You know what I mean? They're eating. You know what I mean? Ooh. And same thing kind of happens with the dude that the miracle where he can walk. He picks up his bed.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yo, I can walk. And they're like, whoa, wait a minute. You're picking up a bed on the Sabbath.
Ooh.
You know, and wait a minute now. Where does it say you can't pick up a bed? It said don't work from sunset to sunset. That's the first thing.
Oh, well, you're right on that.
Yeah, so I just wanted to bring that up. You know, yeah.
You're right. Well, Jesus did tell him to pick up the bed.
And walk, right.
And walk.
Right.
I guess people got... Back then, right? I guess people thought because he's lifting the bed, he's doing work. Instead of resting in the bed.
Right. Right.
So I guess, you know, as a normal person, I didn't like catch what happened like spiritually there. You probably would be like, oh, whoa, put the bed down. Rest. This is God's day of rest.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But as the person that got healed, it's like, whoa, Jesus just healed me.
Right.
He told
me
to pick up my bed. This is the Son of God. He told me to pick up my bed.
Right, right.
Man.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, if Jesus told you to work on the Sabbath, I think you should, right? You know what I mean? And that wasn't even work. He told him to pick up his bed and walk.
Well.
Yeah. Now, let's go to Hebrews 4.
Uh-oh. Going to Hebrews.
Okay. Hebrews 4, Hebrews 4, 1. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Okay. Now, again, this is talking about rest. Hebrews 4, 3, for we... which have believed, do enter rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Okay? For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. All right. And in this place, again, if they shall enter into my rest. Okay. Now.
I'm sorry, everybody, if we stop and pause real quick. We just heard a big loud sound that came and from the other room, and it came in our ears. So it's like you had a dong, dong, and it's like, started us. But
sound like Jurassic Park almost.
Go ahead, bro, because they can't see
what we hear. But we hear, yeah.
But they can't hear what we hear.
I tell you. So, that's the thing. I think it's a new covenant, And, you know, I don't know, you know, Jesus is our rest. Yes, it is commanded in the Old Testament to have a Sabbath, but it's clear that there's some clarification in the New Testament about what Gentiles or what Christians or what Jesus meant about this Sabbath or about this rest. So, you know, I didn't grow up respecting or observing the Sabbath, Rob. I really didn't. I wasn't taught that. I didn't see the need to. And I've read the Bible, you know, not front to back, but I've read enough of it to know it, out of the New Testament, Matthew to Revelation, there is no clarification on, hey, this day you need to, this is a commandment you need to follow from the Old Testament. Instead, you see clarification about Jesus being rest. Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. And you even get Jesus mentioned three times, is mentioned three times in the Gospels, you know, back telling the Pharisees, hey, these guys are hungry. They need to do what they need to do to get this food. Or even on the seventh day. Wait a minute. Even on this day? Even on this day. You know, so I don't get the idea. I don't get the doctrine about the Sabbath moving either. I think it's clear that if you believe in the Sabbath and if you're observing it, it seemed to be Saturday. It seems to be Saturday. Does it moving from Saturday to Sunday? I'm sorry. It's the last day. He worked 6 days, and on the last day, he rested.
Yes, you're right. And piggyback on what you said about the David thing, right?
Yeah.
When he gave him a shoe buried?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that was back in Mark, right?
Yes, Mark and Matthew 12.
Okay, so Mark chapter 2 has talked about that.
Yes.
Later in that chapter, I mean, well, around in that same chapter, on the 27th verse, and it says, and he said unto them, right, after talking about the whole, the law,
David and what David did, yeah,
and the shewbread, whatever. And it says, and he says unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath.
Yep.
And then chapter 28 said, therefore, the Son of Man, which is Jesus, is Lord also of the Sabbath.
Yep.
So, the Sabbath was made for man. This is Jesus' own word.
Right.
The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath.
Right.
So, the Sabbath was made for us to rest, right?
Yes.
What are you saying? He's not saying we was made for the Sabbath.
Yes. Yep. Right. So how religious do we really want to be about the Sabbath? Even with that verse, you know what I mean? How religious do we want to be?
Well, it said it was made for man.
Yep.
It didn't say man was made for the Sabbath. It said the Sabbath was made for man.
Yes.
And then it said the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.
Yes.
The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.
Yes. Now, going back to that verse in Isaiah, I do believe there's probably a blessing God gives to those who keep the Sabbath, you know.
Yes. Because it did said about the blessing, even in Exodus, you know.
Yeah.
It talked about, you know, with the Israelites, how God was sanctified.
Yes.
So, there is some importance of the Sabbath.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be mentioned if it wasn't.
If someone were to offer me a job,
mm-hmm,
and I'm getting paid $30, $40, $50 an hour on a Saturday, and I'm going to ask myself this question, since Rob acting like he don't want to answer.
I did not act like I didn't want to answer. You know, I just, whatever.
Bro. I know how you are, you know.
Whatever.
He got to let it simmer, as he said. But anyway, so I don't know if I would take it. It's only on Saturday, but that's the Sabbath.
You just gave the same thing I said, but you wanted to say I act like I ain't.
I don't know if I'm going to take it. In fact, I would go as far to say I don't think I would. Not on that day, because it is a Sabbath. So, you know, it is something, you know, and I'm not going to be religious about it. It's clear that, you know, if you gotta work and that's the only day, then you know what I mean. Maybe you should take that job. No, you working on a Sunday, you know, that's a worship day. That's the Lord's day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sunday, the Lord's day, every day the Lord's day, but Sunday is the Lord's day, even mentioned in Revelation. Okay, that's the Lord's day. Paul spoke to the people as they broke bread on a Sunday, on the first day. And I always think about that verse. They always use that verse to say, oh, you should be meeting in church. Well, what happened to the breaking of bread part? Why are y'all Christians eating on Sunday? Mm. Because that's, if you read the scripture, as they gathered to break bread, they were eating together. Mm-hmm. So all these cats running out of church and then, you know what I mean, turning the game on and being secluded, what happened to the eating together part? If you want to keep that verse to say, oh, this is what we need to do on a Sunday, it seems like you would keep that entire thing, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nah, you're not wrong on that.
Maybe I'm wrong.
You're not wrong on that.
Yeah.
About the eating together. But also, you know, we have separated ourselves from a lot of the things that's back then what God told us to do. You see, we're not all together right now. Boy, that's a different conversation, though.
That is a different conversation. We definitely want to have a denominations episode.
Mm.
Because I
we'll have an episode talking about, you know, unity.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We know you love that unity, church. Man. That black love, that unity. Oh, man.
I'm actually talking about unity in the church, but...
Uh-oh, some Christian unity?
Mm, yeah.
Well, there's only one body.
Come on.
There's only one body and there's only one head.
Mm, come on.
Either you're in or you're out.
Yeah, in or you're out.
You know, and we could go back and forth on this verse, that verse, this scripture, this doctrine. You're either going to heaven or you're not, Rob. Period.
Period.
You're either going, either you knew Christ as your Savior or you didn't. It's literally that simple to me, you know. And his sheep will know his call, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I disagree with a lot of things some of these people say. There's a lot of false prophets and stuff, but there are good Christian people that are trying to live for Christ that might worship on a Saturday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That might believe the Sabbath is Sunday. I'm not... under those beliefs, I don't do those practices, you know, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. So that's where I'm at with it. So, you know.
Yeah.
Robinson.
Yeah, but as far as the Sabbath, I'm not like saying like, you know, you gotta keep it. We know God is the Lord of the Sabbath. You know what Jesus said about the Sabbath. I think it is a good. It is good to, like, you know, get your rest in. But most importantly, I think it's good that we, you know, we lift up God's name on high. So that's my point of view with it.
Yep.
You know.
And listen. I listen, when I was talking to Rob about this episode, he know, you know what I mean? I was very wanting to clarify this is so important because now we're talking about God's law, God's commandments. And I never want to stare someone in a way where they're not keeping a commandment or doing something that they don't love or doing something that God would not allow. I'm not saying anything. If you're convicted about the Sabbath, then that conviction is probably from the Holy Spirit. You know what I mean? Discernment and wisdom and knowledge and instruction, that's from God. That's from the Holy Spirit. You know what I mean? So if you're convicted about something, don't, oh, well, Jerm told me that I don't have to keep the Sabbath. Hey, listen, you read this Bible for yourself. We just threw you the scriptures. You know? Mm-hmm. We're the Controversy Podcast. We're just two Christians out here reading the same book, you know, and that's why I keep saying to y'all, you know, if you're reading the same 66 books or in the Apocrypha, you know, hey, you should be coming to some of the same conclusions. And if you haven't, I would love to talk to you about it, you know. My DM's always open, but I'm just trying to figure this thing out. I told you I'd talk to four different people, and they don't all see eye to eye. Every single one of them, I will consider a Christian. Love God. So, I don't know. It is a sticky conversation, though. You know what I mean? And all them people, oh, if you don't celebrate, if you don't observe the Sabbath on Saturday, you're going to hell. I'm not under that belief. I'm not. I'm sorry, I'm not. I'm under the New Testament. There is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Today's a day of salvation. And yeah, that's all I can say.
Well, this was a good episode.
Yes.
We have come to our end.
Yes.
So real quick, follow us on WC_pod on Twitter, right?
Yes.
WC_pod on Instagram, right?
Yes.
Or actually, WC_podcast on Instagram.
Yes.
WC_pod on YouTube. Word of Controversy Podcast on Facebook. And Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you find a podcast. It's World of Controversy Podcast. And thank you guys for coming on. Thank you for all the people that came in on the live. I hope you guys got something that you can take back. And that's it. Good night.